You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. Today is the spring primary. Voters statewide will narrow the field in the race for state superintendent. Jill Underley is running for re-election against challengers Jeff Wright and Brittany Kinzer. Here in central Wisconsin, you may also have a local primary depending on where you live. Tom Hawk is seeing an operational referendum to extend a current, non-recurring referendum for another 4 years at a total of $13 million. The district said the money would help continue current staffing and course offerings, as well as complete safety projects. And Tomahawk officials said that a failed referendum would lead to budget cuts affecting staff as well as deferring maintenance. The district added it would have to consider raising fees and eliminating extracurricular activities to balance the budget. And voters will also choose a village president for Weston between Mark Maloney, Husheng Zagami, and James Pincinal. The top two vote-getters will face off on April 1st. And Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 state attorney generals to support a lawsuit aiming to block the implementation of President Trump's executive order, banning transgender people from serving in the military. Melissa Kay has more.
The brief argues that the executive order is unconstitutional, harms national security, and discriminates against transgender people honorably serving in our nation's military, including the National Guard in every state. The amicus brief, or friend of the court, argues that President Trump's executive order violates the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution. Transgender people have served in the military for years. A 2014 study found that approximately 150,000 veterans, active duty service members, and members of the National Guard or Reserves identified as transgender. The executive order would require the military to discharge transgender members and turn away potential recruits solely because they identify as transgender.
Today is the spring primary election. Polls are open now until 8 p.m. And if you're not registered to vote, you can do so today at your polling place. Just bring proof of residence. You need something that says your current residential address, bank statements work, recent electric bills, or a current and valid Wisconsin driver's license or state ID card. Voters may present a proof of residence document as a hard copy, paper document, or an electronic document on your smartphone, tablet, or computer. And voters can still return absentee ballots by 8 p.m. And tonight, Governor Tony Evers will give his budget address to the legislature. This is where he'll reveal his whole proposal, kicking off a negotiation process between him and Republicans. You can expect his priorities to align with what he talked about in his State of the State address. He's revealed some parts of it already, including increasing funding for schools, reforms to Wisconsin's correctional system, and funding the new Office of Violence Prevention. His budget proposal also includes measures to lower the cost of childcare and prescription medications. After the State of the State, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss called Evers' priorities a whole lot of things that are not going to happen in Wisconsin. And Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin has introduced legislation to cap the cost of prescription drugs for millions. The Capping Prescription Costs Act would place a limit on out-of-pocket costs for prescription drugs of $2,000 per year for individuals and $4,000 for families with private insurance. A similar measure was passed through the Inflation Reduction Act for senior citizens. Senator Baldwin says studies have shown that 31% of people who need medication weren't taking it because of cost. And it's so dangerously cold out today that many schools in central Wisconsin are closed, including Wausau Public Schools, D.C. Everest, and Merrill Public Schools, and many more. It's the polar vortex, funneling in Siberian cold across Canada and into our backyards. We have to battle the brutal wind chills, which make frostbite and hypothermia sneak up on you. It can happen in minutes. And if you're cold, your pets are too. Keep them inside. And if you must go out, cover up all exposed skin. And it's not a bad idea to open up cabinets to get warm air near pipes. You don't want them to burst in this cold. So let a drip of water drop from the faucet. It'll help prevent them from freezing. And the weekend snow has resulted in almost all of the area's snowmobile trails being opened. Now, all of Brown County, Outagamie, and Winnebago trails are open. Enthusiasts are reminded to be aware of changing conditions as the weather warms up later this week, and to stay on the trails. If you leave a marked trail, it's trespassing. And in Oconto County, officials say a snowmobiler died after crashing into a trail sign on an Oconto County trail near the town of Mountain on Friday. The driver, a 55-year-old Mequon man, was thrown from the machine and died on the scene. And as the second weekend of sturgeon spearing season on Lake Winnebago system closed on Sunday, the harvest of the prehistoric fish sits at 640. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
The harvest for upriver lakes is at almost 80% of the harvest cap for male sturgeon, but the 90% harvest cap trigger on Lake Winnebago is in no danger of being met. The sturgeon spearing season ends Sunday, or when the harvest cap is met, whichever comes first.
And the Wisconsin Rapids Common Council has several important items on the agenda tonight. The tabled item of an ATV-UTV ordinance will be brought up for consideration again. They'll also be voting on an ordinance to ban the addition of fluoride to the city's water supply, as well as how to move forward dealing with dangerous animals and dog and cat regulations. And they're also looking to increase the term of the mayor for the next election cycle. State lawmakers plan to introduce legislation to fund the Wisconsin Office of School Safety permanently. State Representative Todd Novak and State Senator Romaine Quinn began sharing the bill with colleagues last week, hoping to drum up more bipartisan support for the measure before officially introducing the bill later this month. It would guarantee that the Office of School Safety receives the funding it needs to maintain its current full-time staffing levels without needing to rely on federal grant funding with a potentially uncertain future. And a Wausau bowling alley is temporarily closed after a fire on Saturday night. Day's Bola Dome says they're closed until Saturday. They need to figure out the next steps to determine a cleanup plan. And a Facebook post says that they want to thank the community for their concern and offers to help during this time. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking residents to donate to their Endangered Resources Fund through their state income tax forms. The agency will match all donations made through the tax forms, with all of the funding going towards conservation efforts to rare plants, animals, and natural areas across the state. They'll also help the agency combat the spread of invasive species like the emerald ash borer. The donations line can be found in Schedule 3, Part 1A of the income tax form. And changes could be coming to Rib Mountain State Park. The Greater Wausau Prosperity Partnership is working with the DNR to develop a trail network concept plan for the park. The plan will be consistent with the park's property master plan. And the trail network plan includes concepts for a multi-use community path, shared-use trail, hiking refinements, a bike-optimized trail, ski area expansion, and snowmobile trail realignment. You can provide feedback on the plan through March 2nd on the Rib Mountain State Park webpage. And Southwest Airlines says it's cutting 15% of its corporate workforce, or nearly 2,000 people, by April. It's the first mass layoff in the company's history. The cuts will include senior leadership, like vice presidents and above, all eliminated. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
It's the Badgers in Illinois. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Tonight at the Kohl Center, it's Wisconsin against the Fighting Illini. Now, the last time these two teams met, Illinois won 86-80. The Badgers now ranked 11th in the nation. Head basketball coach Greg Gard on tonight's game.
Yeah, I think we're better on both ends of the floor. But obviously a really good team, a lot of talent. You know, when they're playing well, they're really, really good. So it's going to be a challenge for us and a good measuring stick to see where we have come from early December.
Number 16th ranked Marquette at home tonight in Milwaukee against Seton Hall. Baseball in Arizona. Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked about 22-year-old Jefferson Cairo coming back from surgery, and Murph is excited about the young catcher's future.
He's the right kid. He's got the right makeup, the right approach to the game. But coached well, parented well, because that dude's special. Just mark it down. When I'm around a great one, and I can smell it. He smells like he's going to be a great one.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes Marvel movies are review-proof, such is the case with Captain America: Brave New World, which was number one at the box office this past weekend. Despite mediocre reviews, the franchise flick pulled in $192 million at the worldwide box office to lead the way. Theater owners in the U.S. were particularly happy, as the fourth Captain America film brought in about $100 million domestically. Not bad for February. The other big film opening this weekend was Paddington in Peru. The third installment in the popular Paddington franchise finished in second place, bringing in $13 million at the box office. Paddington will probably find a bigger audience when it goes to streaming and VOD. Sony Pictures' Heart Eyes took in about $10 million in its second weekend to finish in third place, and it was Mufasa the Lion King holding steady in fifth place during its ninth week of release with $4.2 million. Starting to think I'm the only person that hasn't seen this movie. The British Oscars, also known as the BAFTAs, which stands for British Academy of TV and Film Awards, aired Sunday night, and the show's award winners will only keep people guessing who will take home Oscars as we get closer to the Academy Awards. Conclave took home Best Picture, which surprised critics as it hadn't really won much on other award shows. Variety reports that Conclave beat out The Brutalist and Anora, which had recently been gaining momentum after winning the Critics' Choice Awards, Directors Guild, and Producers Guild Awards. Members of the Hollywood Press say this will give Conclave momentum heading up to the Oscars on March 2nd, as there is quite a bit of crossover between BAFTA and Oscar voters. Taking home the Best Actor at the BAFTAs was Adrian Brody for his performance in The Brutalist, Mikey Madison won Best Actress for Anora, and in the Best Supporting categories, it was Zoe Saldana winning for her performance in Amelia Perez, and Kieran Culkin surprising people by winning for his performance in A Real Pain. The much-talked-about Saturday Night Live 50th Anniversary special is in the books, and it didn't disappoint. That is if my social media acquaintances weren't lying. Paul Simon and Sabrina Carpenter opened the show with a duet, singing Simon's Homeward Bound, which was followed by Steve Martin, who did the opening monologue. Martin has been one of the most frequent hosts and a staple on the show for the last 50 years. Some of the most talked about moments of the broadcast included performances by Miley Cyrus, a moving tribute by Aubrey Plaza to her husband, who took his own life recently, and a song from Adam Sandler in his crazy Adam Sandler voice that paid tribute to the show's history. The audience seemed to enjoy the live sketches, though, the most, and all the fun cameos from past cast members and hosts. My personal favorite joke was during Black Jeopardy when Kenan Thompson said, "Welcome to Black Jeopardy, the only game show where every contestant understood Kendrick Lamar's halftime performance." If you missed the broadcast, you can check it out on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Bitterly cold once again today. Sunny skies, but a high of only 6 above. Wind chill values as cold as 30 below, especially in the morning. For tonight, all the way down to negative 10 for the low. Wind chill values as cold as 20 below. Stay warm, stay safe. Current temperature, 11 below.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.